when the Lord God Almighty spoke directly to my heart and said these words to me, build me an educational system with Valor Christian College as the centerpiece. I stood on three priorities. Number one, an unwavering commitment to the moving of the Holy Spirit and the fire of Pentecost. Second, academic excellence, meeting or exceeding the highest standards of accreditation and integrity. Number three, practical application and impartation to acquire and use for the glory of God. Listen, words cannot adequately express the excitement that builds day by day on the campus of Valor Christian College, the school of revival. So allow me to let you experience just a few moments of the anointing waiting for you at Valor. Well, now, if that's the kind of supercharged Holy Ghost atmosphere you or someone you love has been searching for, your search is over. Take the next step. Do it today. Do it right now. Schedule your personal VIP tour today at valorcollege.edu or just call the admissions team at the number that's right there on your screen. Do it. Do it right now. Change your life and change the world. There's never been a better time under a greater anointing to complete your fully accredited associate or bachelor's degree. I'm looking forward to seeing you, someone you love, right here on our expansive, beautiful Holy Ghost campus, real soon.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Do you have a fighting, warring spirit? Because David was the warrior king. And he's the author of this psalm. So we're looking for victory over our adversaries. And then God answers those questions with his forgiveness, with his teaching, and with his guidance. Lay your hands on your belly and say, thank God the guide is in my belly. I got a spiritual GPS. I know where I'm going, and I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. I got confidence. I just feel a baptism of confidence coming to you. You're not the least, you're the first. You're not the last, you're the first. You're not beneath, you're above. You're the head and not the tail. Blessed coming in, blessed going out, and the greater one lives on the inside of you. Well, shout and be seated. C.S. Lewis said it this way, the most valuable thing the Psalms do for me is to express the same delight that made David dance. I mean, David went from slinging a slingshot to commanding the greatest army on earth to defeat greater armies on earth and then become king of Israel. And through his lineage, Jesus, King of glory, was born. My God, don't despise your day of small beginnings. Grab what you got. You got some 5 smooth stones and a brook? Pick them up. You got a slingshot? Pick it up. There's a battle on? Go get in the middle of it. What does the word say, Elder? You crucify the Lord Jesus afresh. You crucify him again. When you hold on to something that you know he has the power to deliver you from, but you hold on to it and pet it like a little friend. You get everybody you can on your cell phone. You text about it. You talk about it. You gossip about it. What Jesus died for, you keep as a lap dog to carry around. Look at me. I was hurt. Oh, and you're the first one. You're the first one to ever be ashamed. You're the first one to ever be shamed by somebody else. Here's what I'm going to say to you, little buckaroo. Grab yourself by your bootstraps and pull yourself up and put that thing under your feet once and for all. He can't die anymore. He can't shed any more blood. He can't be resurrected again. He already did it. The people you're yapping to can't help you. Well, I just need somebody to talk to. He's at the bottom of your floor where your knees are bent. That's who we need to be talking to. That's who we need to be casting all our care over on. I told you we were going to get in it. Are you doing all right? Oh, bless the Lord. The primal evidence, the primal, that's the beginning of the beginning, the primal evidence of man's plummet from grace was the presence of shame. Now, the first thing Adam and Eve didn't do was get on social media. No, they didn't do that. They didn't get on the party line. They didn't stand around in the hallways and gossip about it. I'm just looking around so nobody will think I'm looking at you. The primal evidence, the root cause, the basis of man's fall from grace is exhibited by our pristine parents in that garden. What was the first thing they did? God comes along. Adam! They walked together every day for probably millions of years. Look, the power of God in creation was a whole lot stronger than he created them on Sunday and they fell from grace on Monday. That didn't happen. Took the devil a long time to wear them down. Adam! Where are they? Always before they came running out to meet him. Like a child when their father or mother's been away serving this great nation. And they come back home and they haven't told their children. And the dad or the mom shows up in the child's classroom. But I'm going to close tonight with this. You ready? Say, I'm ready. I'm ready to get rid of it. I'm ready to exchange it for the glory of God. I'm ready to put it behind me. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to heal. I'm ready to help somebody else. I refuse to ever allow this to hinder me with my walk with God ever, ever, ever again. Here it is, Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. He didn't have any shame. What would he be ashamed of? What would he be shamed for? Oh, dear friend. It wasn't his shame that he was despising. It was that hand that touched you. It was that burden placed upon you, too heavy for you to bear. I make light of none of these things. They're horrible. They're horrific. But I'm not going to exalt them above the mighty name, the mighty blood, the mighty cross, and the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ to set every captive of shame free tonight in Jesus' name. Everybody up. Everybody up. Take you a minute to move your things out of your way. Everybody here, everybody watching, lay your hands on your belly. Lay your hands on your belly. If you've ever been ashamed, lay your hands on your belly. If there's still shame attempting to linger and rule in your life, its power is broken this very night. I came a long way and fought hell to get here to tell you, you can be free this very moment. All that is necessary is for you to be willing. Willing. No, Pastor, it's too big. There's nothing bigger than Calvary. No, but it's too heavy. There's nothing so heavy that his hand can't lift it. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak to every burden of shame. I understand what they did to you. that you're ashamed of was not your fault, but you feel like it is. I understand that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I also understand that we can exchange our shame, our sinfulness, our abhorrence of sin for His glory. So right now, right there where you are, zero in on that shame. Bosheth, Kalam, whether you did something or someone did something to you, that feeling of shame has to leave you this very night. I say again, it has to leave you at this very moment. I will shout it from the housetops. The bondage of every shame is broken off of your life now. You, sir, you, ma'am, you, son, you, daughter, have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He despised that shame. Let it be placed upon Him on that cross. Took it to a borrowed tomb and forever buried it there. He came out of that tomb for you, for every one of you. Right now, let it go. Just let it go. Just take your hands like this. And just go like this. I let it go. I let it go. It leaves me now. I will never be shamed again. I will never be ashamed again. I am free in Jesus' name. Now give Him praise. Give Him glory. Thank Him. Worship Him.
We used to sing an old song that says, "Your Heavenly Father knows your need before you pray, so you can rest assured that the answer is already on the way." That's why it's so beneficial to rehearse the prayer of Psalm 25 with its 25 blessings every day if you can. Each one is a promise God has said directly to you, words that are indestructible, undeniable, words that are not dead words on ancient papyrus, but they are life-giving, they're spiritually affirming words, and they must become, you see, the foundation of all of our praying, especially as we're so quickly, rapidly approaching July, the seventh month, 25, the 25th day of the seventh month. Circle it in red. Remind you of the blood of Jesus on your calendar. Mark it in your phone. 7-25-25. You know that 7 is God's number of perfection. So we should all seek the perfection of heaven in our lives. Then 25 is repeated twice, 7-25-25. That's why we're studying Psalm 25. When a word or a number is repeated in your Bible, it's the law of double enunciation. And it's a signal to you that whatever is being said should be amplified, or you might understand it better this way, supersized in today's vernacular. 7-25-25 is a day that should not ever be ignored, for it will not come again in our lifetimes. Think of that. On that prophetic day, We're going to believe together that every single one of the 25 blessings listed in Psalm 25 are going to be released into your life, into your family, as an amplification of God's mighty power, and for His glory to come in a double degree. Every single evil attack arrayed, think of this now, every attack arrayed against you is about to fail, utterly fail in its assignment against you, because there's a promise, hallelujah, in Psalm 25, verse 20, that God will watch over you, doesn't stop there, and deliver you from your enemies. Oh, what a promise of God. You can take refuge in a promise like that. So please, send me your most urgent prayer request. Do it today so I can agree with you. Write down that area of need or that miracle that you're believing for that need to be met or that miracle to be manifested. Write down where you need divine protection, where you need the provision of heaven. Write it down. And you and I will agree in prayer, along with breakthrough partners and friends literally around the world, that 7 July 2525, July 25th, 2025, will be your day for a supernatural turnaround. Now, as you call or write, I want you to prayerfully consider honoring the Lord God with a Psalm 25 offering. Now, I'm not going to tell you what you should give. Here's what the Word says. God loves a cheerful giver, an obedient child that both seeks and obeys His direction. So take a moment right now and just quietly ask the Lord, what should I do to help Pastor Rod take the gospel and the message of Pentecost around the world? Take note of this strategic inflection point, 7-25-25, when a decision has to be made that then will determine the remainder of 2025 in your life. Let's get started in the second half of this year, strong for the Lord. I'm believing your faith response is going to produce an increase in 2025, the year of double grace and double favor. Call right now. Make it your best love gift. Write to me. You can do that. There's time. Or just scan that QR code on your screen or call that number on your screen right now. It's time, come on, you know it, to advance in your faith. You want to receive every blessing. There are 25 of them in Psalm 25, and they're all for you. So call now with your Psalm 25 love gift. Get it to me with your prayer request before 7-25-25.
The 25 distinct blessings in King David's confident Psalm 25 prayer are yours in a double portion as we approach this once-in-a-lifetime date. July 25th, 7-25-25 is your appointment for a divine turnaround, because we serve a personal God, one who can be known and who knows us.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I not only know my God, He knows me.
This is your season of breakthrough, where every one of the 25 blessings of Psalm 25 will be amplified because of the double enunciation of God on 7/25/25. Sow your seed faith gift as the Holy Spirit leads you. Prayerfully consider a multiple of 25 to reinforce this divine connection with 2025 and Psalm 25. Allow us to encourage your faith with these powerful ministry gifts. Receive the new 3-part video series, The 25 Blessings of Psalm 25, as Dr. Parsley takes you step by step to victory. We'll also include a beautiful frame-ready print of Psalm 25 with the complete and comprehensive list of all 25 blessings. Please include your prayer requests and respond before 7/25/25. Call now, use the QR code, or rush your letter in the mail. Sow in faith and believe you will receive God's richest Psalm 25 blessings.
Right here are just a few of the prayer requests already arriving in great anticipation of the blessing of unity coming for all of us agreeing together Friday, 7/25/25. It's an open portal, you see, of access and acceleration for you in 2025, a God-ordained supernatural time of miracle-moving, God-exalting faith. So call or write. Do it now with your most urgent prayer requests. Get them to me. And then join me live online Friday night, 7/25/25. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central on YouTube and Facebook, rodparsley.tv. And I'd really appreciate it if you'd tell a friend about the multiplied miracles of opportunity that are available through this global Holy Spirit-filled ministry. Every day, there are words of faith, words of encouragement, prophetic blessing, and Bible truth taught under the anointing of the Holy Spirit on my Facebook, on Instagram, on Threads, on X, on YouTube, at rodparsley.com. All the links are there at rodparsley.com. Be a part of it. Get as full of the word as you can. Feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. And I'll see you next time right here on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. The Rod Parsley Podcast premieres August 5th with new original content, coming every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Revival Covenant Partners, for making today's broadcast possible. This worldwide broadcast is an outreach of Bridge of Hope. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.